Robert Duvall is chiefly known as an actor, but he also steps behind the camera on occasion. He also steps out on the dance floor more often than many people know. He's a tango enthusiast who travels frequently to Argentina to practice. Now Duvall has written, directed, and produced a movie that incorporates all of these interests. It's called Assassination Tango. Bob Mondello says it's a personal film.
Duvall plays John Jay, who lives with his girlfriend and her daughter in New York and is, from all appearances, a devoted family man in the quiet autumn of his life. Appearances, of course, can be deceiving. John is an assassin whose current job is in Argentina, where his target is a brutal general from the country's last dictatorship. He approaches the task of eliminating the general with a serenity born of long experience.
I like to work from rooftops. It's my style. I make an overall blueprint in my mind, and then it's really the only place to be alone in a crowded city. I like it very much. Let me show you something. See, any door, any window, any ledge, any opening or whatever that where he shows any part of his body or his head, I got it. He's out of here. But I can't do it with a pea shooter. I'm going to need a .222 with a scope, okay?
He gets his .222, but there's an unexpected delay, and John suddenly has not a general, but 2 weeks to kill. So he shops for a birthday present for his girlfriend's daughter, and while wandering down a side street, hears music coming from a doorway. He enters and finds Manuela, a willowy, raven-haired beauty in spike heels, locked in the embrace of a partner, her legs tracing taut circles around his as they glide across a dance floor. John is captivated and asks Manuela if she'll teach him to move like that, and soon she's immersing him in a whole tango-inflected world that he knew nothing about. Which is not to say that he forgets his own world, or rather worlds. The delay in Buenos Aires is merely an inconvenience in his life as a killer, but it's a catastrophe in his personal life, meaning he'll miss that birthday party he'd promised to attend. The complexity of this thug, a notion that wouldn't even occur to most of Hollywood, is Duvall's point in Assassination Tango, which is more character study than narrative. Key plot points, the killer's scheme going awry, for instance, are well handled, but they don't seem to interest Duvall nearly as much as the subtleties of character and milieu he can bring out in his adopted city of Buenos Aires. In Assassination Tango, he's cast his life partner Luciana Pedraza as his dance partner, and while she's not a trained actress, she's certainly an accomplished one, and she moves so beautifully she almost needn't be. Duvall, for his part, is understated and persuasive, as always, whether gliding cat-like across a rooftop with gun in hand, or panther-like across a dance floor with partner in arms. I'm Bob Mondello.